Everyone, switching gears here. Today marks the first day of Black History Month, and with hit shows over the years like 106 in Park, Being Mary Jane, Sunday Best as well, BET has been a beacon for Black culture, community, and content. And as the media landscape continues to adapt to viewership trends, so too does the brand BET. So here with more, we've got a real good one for you today, folks. Scott Mills, CEO of BET, joining us. Scott, we appreciate the time. BET is a significant part of Black history, its existence, its continued gateway into culture. So what does the new era vision look like for the network and its properties?
So first, thanks so much for having us here. We're thrilled to be here with you. The new era vision is really that we continue to do that on which we've always focused, which is that we exist to serve our community. And our community is not only our audience, it's all of the talent that you see across the video space, across the music space, across all of the creative talent in this world. In addition to the creative talent, it's the institutions that work so hard to service and support our community, like the NAACP and the Urban League, and it's the leaders in our community. And so we work to service the entire community. And in service of that community, we understand that we have to be everywhere that's important to our community. So we started as a cable network. We moved into the streaming space and now have the largest streamer serving Black audiences. We announced at the end of last year that we were creating our studio that's now supplying content to an array of buyers. And what we'll continue to do is focus on this idea that the opportunities exist for us everywhere where content, community, and culture intersect. And that BET thrives at those places, and we'll focus continuously on wherever those places arise to making sure we have large footprints.
Scott, this is Emily here. You talked about a number of the businesses that BET has been in, from cable to streaming to your studios. Where do you think the biggest opportunity for growth lies right now for BET?
The two big growth engines for us right now, streaming's been unbelievably the growth in streaming has been really extraordinary. In 2021, we generated nearly 100% growth just in the revenue side of that business. We generated 50% growth in the subscriber side of that business. And we expect that business to continue to grow as we continue to just add content to the service that resonates most with our community, and that our audience sees as a supplement, as a complement to all the other great content that's available on other streaming platforms. So that's a big growth driver for us. The other big growth driver for us is really our studios business. What we've seen is that there is incredible talent that's coming to BET that says, I want to be anchored in an institution that understands the breadth and depth of Black perspectives and Black experiences and Black stories, and is interested in supporting getting those out across a broad array of platforms, whether those platforms are Paramount Plus or Showtime or BET Plus. So we see that as a very big driver. That service has, that studio has gotten a great deal of interest and support, both from the talent community as well as the buying community. So we see those as our two big drivers.
You know, that's significant in terms of the subscription numbers that you were mentioning, that 50% growth. I would love to know the outlook, the forecast. Where are you targeting for, especially a BET Plus streaming service unit that you launched in September of 2019? By the end of this year, what would be a good marker for the company to hit?
So we defer to our parent company to share the aggregate numbers, but we have millions of subscribers at this point, which we think is an incredible accomplishment. When we created the service, there was a real question as to whether or not, given the plethora of offerings that are available in the streaming space, was there really a lane for a service that was targeting Black audiences with Black content? And what we discovered was that while our audience loves to stream content and absolutely values the broad services like Paramount Plus and like Showtime and like others, that they clearly see BET Plus as a supplement to those services. And that understanding of this idea that there is kind of continuous and persistent value in creating content specifically anchored in the Black experience and delivering that to our audience is driving continued growth in that service. So we're expecting another year of significant double-digit growth for BET Plus.
As you've got other platforms in the competitive landscape that are also looking to add more diverse stories and inclusive stories on their platforms as well. I would wonder how much of a premium in price that you've had to see as you're competing for some of those titles, for some of the major actors, actresses, and just the stories to be able to make it to the BET platform.
It's a great question. I think first, lots of conversation in the space in general around price at the moment. We are a premium price service at $9.99 a month. And what we're seeing is that our audience is valuing the very specific proposition of premium content created specifically to super serve our audience, and that as a supplement to that which is being offered by other general entertainment services. The other exciting thing is how many creators are coming to us and saying, yes, I may have a show here, I may have a series there, a movie there, but I really, really want to have something with BET. And that is it's a testament to the power of the brand and the relevance of the audience and the relevance of the offering. And so we're really able to say, we don't need to have every project from someone. The example I like to use is Lee Daniels. Lee, who's a great friend of BET and has lots of projects in lots of different places, came to BET and said specifically, I have a project that I think is so well suited to BET and BET Plus. It's a show called Miss Pat. We greenlit the show, and it is one of the best performing series on BET Plus. And it speaks to working with talent that really understands our community. Tyler Perry has an amazingly successful series on BET Plus with us. And we have a number, Kevin Hart, we have a series coming up with Kevin Hart. It launches next week, I believe it actually launches next week, Real Husbands of Hollywood. So what we're seeing is extraordinary talent is saying BET is an important part of our overall offering to the marketplace. And we're going to do deals with large streamers, and we're going to do deals with large media companies, but it's critically important that we have presence with BET, and that's deeply resonating with our audience.
Scott Mills, CEO of BET, taking the time here with us today. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. And we're going to be looking forward to some of those new content and titles that are coming forward as well.